Now to the northern Caribbean, where island dwellers have spent a week amid smashed ruins with no power and reports of fighting over food. The president of France visited St. Bart's today after spending the night on a cot on St. Martin. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was on Anguilla, and so was Alex Thompson of Independent Television News.
A lot of criticism, Foreign Secretary, that the British have been tardy in their response compared to the French just over there in Saint Martin. What do you say?
Well, I don't obviously agree with that, because I think if you look at the facts, we had RFA at Mans Bay there on the spot, on time.
But a week gone by and still no substantial aid has come into this place.
I can tell you that you've got on the streets of Anguilla, of the British Virgin Islands and of the Turks and Caicos Islands, you have UK Armed Services personnel. You've got British police officers.
But they want food, Foreign Secretary. They want water, and they're not getting it.
And that very plane I've just arrived on is laden with aid.
Except that very plane was not laden with food or water aid, we checked. It was laden with British military personnel, their necessary rations and water. Aid, of course, in the wide sense, but not the specifics we put to the Foreign Secretary. Anguillans say they need fuel, water, electricity, food.
Your name again?
And it's true, the Red Cross has been distributing food parcels for some days.
The Anguillan Red Cross has been handing out food to islanders here since the day after the hurricane, and that's impressive. But the fact is, as fast as the food goes in, they're giving it out. And for these people behind me, these islanders, they're waiting from the early morning till this place opens for distribution several hours later at noon.
The Anguilla Red Cross, we lost our roof for the offices. We lost the roof for the for our relief supplies, government relief supplies. The building was torn apart. So in terms of regrouping and getting things together and getting things organized, it was a huge effort.
You get one ration a day, and everyone we spoke to said it's not nearly enough.
I came back and this is what they give me for a family of five. Now I could go home and we just eat this in no time, and then I'm hearing that we have help, everything is there and everything is okay. So in my case, I cannot see where everything is okay.
The island need help, and we need help from Britain. If Britain say that they are responsible for Anguilla and Anguillan, they need to stand up to their word.
It is the Anguillans who've so far done an extraordinary job in terms of clear-up and will continue to shoulder the burden. British Marines are making a difference, though, lifting and shifting rubble at the hospital this morning. Royal Engineers royally engineering a new roof, part of what is now Britain's biggest overseas military deployment since Libya 7 years ago. But the criticism of too little too late is persistent here, from the street up to the political establishment.